Oh God. Oh my God.
I think I was maybe turning 23 or something. I looked at my friends. I was like, you know what? I've never robo-tripped. So for my birthday, I threw myself a robo-tripping party where everybody dressed like robots. And then we just drank a bunch of Robitussin DM and got fucked up in my buddy's backyard. And then you've just got a bunch of robots puking in the backyard the whole night. And then just feeling like shit. Like, I would not recommend robo tripping unless you're like 15. If you're 15 and you're listening to this podcast and you can't find some adult to buy you real liquor and you live in a state that can't get you drugs of like with normal availability, say you're a loser and you don't have a pot guy, get yourself some Robitussin DM. Yeah, hit the Tussin.
Robitussin's harder to get at this point than like fucking just beer.
Definitely the DM, because it gets you fucked up. Right. Yeah. Bunch of losers can't properly trip, robo trip.
I don't know, no more robo tripping.
I want to say something to any person that might actually take Nick's advice on this one. Any potential teenagers listening to this podcast? Why are you listening to this podcast? This isn't for you.
Yeah. No, and holy smokes.
Hey, man, like, we're hot with the teens.
Yeah, yeah, man. And the teens are into drinking Robitussin.
Yeah, they should be.
Speaking of, like, gas station liquor, did you ever see those, like, it's fucking, like, it's like a jar of, like, fucking liquor. Like a mason jar of, like...
Are you just talking about buzz balls?
I don't know. My buddy Scott, whenever his, like, living girlfriend was out of town, he'd want to, like, go drinking, but he didn't drink beer, so, like... I'd go buy a 6-pack and you get 2 of those like Apple Jacks, like just mason jars of like flavored liquor, and just get fucked up and just start yelling at me about how, you know, he was a golden god and shit. It was fun.
Yeah. That's awesome. So you started that story with talking about this guy's live-in girlfriend, but through your cadence, all I heard was living girlfriend. And I was like, oh, he's got a dead girlfriend too.
It's like, ooh, sick. La la, look at him with his alive girlfriend.
This guy's got a hot nightlife. Like when living girlfriend's too tired or has a headache.
Good thing I got dead girlfriend.
The moral of the story was, don't drink with amateurs or don't drink with tourists. If you're going to drink, drink with alcoholics.
Yeah, that's fair.
Although a friend of mine, he's now 5 years sober, but like he was one of those people that like if you drank with him, you got in trouble, like guaranteed. It was like you ended up on a roof sometime. Like,
oh, cool.
Why are we up here? It's like, I don't know. You want to fight? It's like, maybe.
Okay.
He brought the big balls. He brought
the big balls. Stop being sober because sobriety is not his thing.
Yeah.
Clearly, he and I are kindred spirits.
His name is Mike Primavera, which is a tight ass name.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Isn't that amazing?
My middle name is Mike, and I want a Primavera with this guy.
Absolutely.
I don't know what that means, but I like getting on roofs and I like fighting.
Yeah. I think, isn't Primavera just like a bunch of vegetables and a pasta?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound as badass when you put it that way, but
yeah, no, it sounds pretty Italian, and that's pretty shitty.
Fuck Italians.
Well, Peter, you sent me a sticker? A sticker?
Yeah.
About the big balls?
Oh, yeah, the big ball sticker.
I didn't know what it meant until now.
Our big blue balls.
Yeah.
It's better than the blue one.
Yeah, no, this definitely tastes like, you know, those jugs of like pre-made margarita mix that you just add the tequila to?
Yeah, it's one of those. Chili's, I know. Yeah.
Or less than that.
Chili's.
Costco.
Baby back ribs.
Chili's baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce.
Right. Oh, fuck yeah. Hit me with
How
that
is it that we
stuff.
Don't have a sponsor yet?
I know. Yeah. Why would we not have a sponsor at this point?
Chili's is having a giant comeback.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
why?
It's a thing. I don't know. When is the last thing time you right saw now.
Chili's?
Maybe we go.
You guys, yeah, I would do a Chili's night.
I mean, I would eat at a Chili's. I actually kind of liked their food when I worked there because I got a super cheap discount. But
you worked
that
there.
Makes a lot of
there.
Things.
Yeah, I worked
more
there.
Palatable.
Yeah.
When I worked at McDonald's, I got a sick discount and I ate McDonald's a lot.
Right.
But one time, oh my God! So one time we had a company party, and we were like down on the beach, down on the river beach, because that's what we had. And
what is a river beach called?
It's the beach part of the river.
Yeah, it's the sandy, rocky shore. Yeah,
it's water meets dirt. Yeah. So everybody's clowning on me because I showed up to the river beach party with like two bags. I had like, I would say maybe like 40 McDonald's cheeseburgers because I got them 50% off.
Hell yeah.
So they were like 20 some odd cents each at this point. And they're like, Nick, we all work at McDonald's. Why did you bring McDonald's cheeseburgers? Well, you know what didn't happen? The dude who was supposed to bring the barbecue, he didn't show up until like 2 hours later. You know who had hamburgers for everybody? Me.
Yeah. Life of the party.
Yeah. It was fucking sad.
Welcome back to Cage Match, colon, a roundabout way of meeting Nicolas Cage. I'm your host, Sean, here with my co-host.
Nick.
And our producer,
Peter. Hello.
And welcoming back our favorite guest, Eric.
Thanks, Sean.
Our favorite topless guest, Eric.
Yeah, you might be our first one to actually lose a shirt.
And tonight we're discussing, what is this podcast even about anymore, Peter?
I don't know. I mean, at this point, like maybe Nick Cage movies, but this one, at least he's in as a star.
Yeah, we are in the starring roles of Nicolas Cage again.
Yeah.
Before we forget, as we have done for the past few weeks, we're talking about Firebirds this week, starring Nicolas Cage, Sean Young, and...
you got the Sean part, right?
Tommy Lee Jones, baby.
Tommy Lee Jones. And a definitively middle-aged Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, yeah. When they threw a 40th birthday party, I was like,
I've been having a really hard time with that.
Yeah, I did look it up. He was 44 when he recorded this. Yeah. And I was like, he still looks like shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That man looks like he is 90. Old.
That man looks like he smoked in the womb.
He looked like he was getting sponsored by Just for Men's. Like, that hair color was rich.
All right, so we're having a hard time being the same age as Tommy Lee Jones.
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not that old yet. Just as old as his character. But I feel all the same aches and pains.
I'm technically older than his character.
Like, when I stand up, I have back pain. And I identify with his character.
He only had back pain after he got punched in the face.
That's true. He did get fucking rocked.
Yeah.
Which when you're 41 or 40 in his case, quote unquote. Mm-hmm.
Freshly 40.
Yeah.
My favorite kind of 40.
How's middle age treating everybody?
No, way better than Tommy Lee Jones.
Better than Tommy Lee Jones.
Holy smokes. Okay, again, that was, if we were going to jump straight to quotes, it was going to be. I'm 40. Like,
oh yeah, nice. Yeah,
it's like, I mean, oh shit. Like,
quote, you can give your quote whenever. This show's never had good structure.
Yeah, kind of like my underwear.
Ew.
No, I'm aging very gracefully. Actually, my grays come in a very nice combination of Reed Richards and Ra's al Ghul.
Love
clearly
it.
The best ways to gray out.
That's what I want. I want that. But still. All black from the neck up.
Well, celebrate that as long as you can, you know?
Yeah, I don't think you can celebrate blackface at all, actually, anymore. Sean, you need to, like, let that one go. It's 2025.
I walked into that.
I don't think I hurt any more than I used to hurt. But I admittedly... party less hard than I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up on less piles of gravel.
When was the last time you had a fight on a roof?
Roof fight.
God, I mean, long enough, I can't even identify when. Yeah. So
disappointing.
We've got a holiday weekend coming up, and honestly, check back in next week.
I don't know about roof fight, but there's definitely opportunities to punch people in the face.
There's going
to
be a woodland fight.
Go wild.
Yeah. I'm going to bring buzz balls. That's my contribution to this weekend.
Oh,
but you
my
have to
God.
Sneak them into the wedding, actually. So just in your pants, two gigantic buzz ball biggies.
Well, do I have to buy the biggies to get the LeBuzzy? Or do I need to get normal
I'm pretty sure to get a LaBuzzy, you just got to have to you have somebody pretend to be a lady for a little bit.
Biggie for LaBuzzy.
Okay, wait. Tell me again the rules on getting a LaBuzzy. So, and for the people who clearly think I'm just an idiot saying nonsense, a LaBuzzy is a buzzball themed
LaBoo-boo.
That's what correct. They're called, LaBoo-boos. Yeah, yeah, I'm hip. I know what this is. A LaBoo-boo.
This is why the teenagers listen to our podcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
For so, this and my hot Robitussin DM tips.
You need to quote, grab 10 balls to just get a LaBuzzy.
All at once?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, 10 balls in hand.
Any retailer?
Sure.
Can I just go to my...
You can just demand a LaBuzzy wherever.
I'm going to go down to my local Shell station and I'm just going to ask, show me your LaBuzzy. And I'm going to start like piling balls on your
fuzzy LaBuzzy.
Yeah, give me your fuzzy LaBuzzy, sir or madam.
Okay.
There are no women who work at my Shell station.
Save us, Sean. Get us on track.
No, this is gold. So Firebirds, Eric, what was the plot of this film?
Yeah, give us the plot rundown. Other than starting with a George Herman Walker Bush quote.
What was that one?
I don't remember what it said. Something about rah-rah America.
It was basically like a war on drugs thing.
Yeah.
Which is dumb.
Yeah, fucking drugs rule.
I mean, even if drugs didn't rule, the war on drugs was dumb.
That's true.
It's a loser. America doesn't do losers for at least another 20 years.
All right, Eric, guide us through this movie. Firebirds, 1990, director David Green.
George Herman Walker Bush.
Yeah. I mean, what a lot was going on. Well, when we started, I thought it was just going to be a Top Gun kind of. Yeah, clone. It happened right after the original Top Gun. And yeah, it was kind of.
Which is a hot time to make these.
It was a helicopter Top Gun.
Helicopter.
Yeah. It's like Airwolf.
Yes.
But Top Gun, but Nicolas Cage.
But I really enjoyed how they were talking about the cartel as if it's singular. And that could have been, there might have just been one at the time.
That's true.
Like, now there are cartels.
Competition.
I'm pretty sure we were just dealing with one at the time.
To get cartel. Them,
yeah, cartel. Oh, man. I fucking loved how they, what, Eric Coulter, is that his name? The mean helicopter pilot.
Oh, the bad guy?
The bad guy.
Stoller.
Oh. Eric Stoller.
Yeah.
Anytime they had fucking briefs, army briefs.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing army briefs and you're talking about the guy and he's just there, like, just doing like as army shot. Just like Uzi.
Yeah.
As opposed to army boxers, which we get to later. Boxers and briefs jokes.
She's like, this guy, good. This guy's really evil. And he's just like Uzi next to his side or just like looking off to the side, really bad. Yeah.
Did you guys look at any of this guy's like other acting credits, etc.?
Fuck no.
Oh my god. Okay, so the actor's name is Burt Ryan.
Hell
and
yeah.
And I was like, okay, he's probably been in nothing else, and I was dead on. But what he was very, very successful at for a while was producing like low rent softcore porn.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't know this name.
So
Burt Ryan.
All those fucking shots were from his softcore porn days.
Listen to some of these titles. Best Buns on the Beach.
Yes.
Perfect Body Content.
Of course.
The Wildest Office Strip Party. And then he gets into a real niche. Nude Stretching, Nude Tai Chi, and Nude Cigar Smoking.
What?
Love
oh
it.
Man. You guys want to go smoke cigars down at Denny Blaine later?
But yeah, anyway, they paint him as like the most badass motherfucker that's ever existed, which, like, I get it. Being a badass helicopter pilot is cool, but also kind of not that cool.
I like that he's presented himself as like the Darth Vader of cartel.
Yeah.
Like, he gets in the TIE fighter and shoots people down. Like, you are a weak ass cartel boss if you are out there doing the killing yourself.
He's not the boss. He's a high in
something so dangerous as helicopter. Like,
he's just a contractor.
No, yeah. They said that he went to terrorist school in what? I forget where it started, but he ended in North Korea.
They really need to shut that place down.
Yeah, they should really Germany, shut that school down. You're right, Sean. Yeah.
Don't worry, it's a trade school.
Korea.
Did he get college credit?
No, it's a trade school.
Well, yeah, in North Korea, yeah.
Of course. Okay, so clearly I didn't pay enough attention to that element of the story. He was not the cartel boss? I thought correct. He was cartel boss.
No. He's cartel cover.
Yeah. Oh.
He just protects
them. He's their bodyguard. He's their helicopter bodyguard.
Helicopter bodyguard, yeah. This movie is fucking stupid.
I wish I had a helicopter bodyguard, actually. And every time I'm like about to have trouble, like say I'm driving home and like a cop comes to pull me over, like my helicopter just comes out from over Beacon Hill.
Just right over the hill.
And it's just like
ready.
Fucking Scorpion. He's just right there on Rainier. And it's like, oh shit, okay, maybe we won't pull this guy over.
You're on Team Scorpion then.
Yeah, obviously. I don't think I have room around my home for an Apache to land.
To your point, Nick, they like build this guy up who has no speaking lines in this film.
Zero.
He's just
none.
90% of the film, 90% of his like screen time is like are headshots. Are just stills.
Yeah, and I love that the fucking headshots. From, like, they're Uzi.
They're supposed to be like telephoto lens photos from like spies. And they're just dudes like they're just his headshots. It's great.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible. He's got like the most non-existent, non-threatening role. He kind of gets in every once in a while.
But again, if you're doing army recon photos and you're just like, oh shit, he's just putting a gun in this guy's mouth. And then just like,
oh yeah, what else he put in that mouth? Softcore porno, nude stretching right there.
Bad guy. Bad guy.
Nude cigar smoking. This was your audition.
This is how we got into it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, so yeah, what other plot line is there? So there's that guy.
So no, there's Tommy a bunch. Lee Jones is supposed to teach Nick Cage. What are these characters' names?
Nick Cage is Jake Preston.
Holy shit. That's the.
So Jake Preston is like the hotshot young helicopter pilot who survives an encounter.
He's the
with
best.
He's this absolutely guy. He's the best. He's the greatest.
I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. I can't wait to be playing a video game downstairs in like a week. And like, I'm just fucking playing, I don't know,
put
Zelda.
Put your monocle on.
Yeah. Put my monocle and my top hat wrong. On. And I'm just like,
I'm the greatest.
Josie's going to be like, you're the fucking dumbest.
Again, then we get to that. He puts the monocle down. Oh, shit. Eye disparity.
Right.
Yeah.
That fucking right eye dominant.
Oh shit.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Eyeball dominance. That was a big part of the film.
It is a real thing. But
yeah. So that's the thing that was kind of, I mean, yes, it is a real thing. That's the thing that kind of blew me away about this movie.
Do you guys want to give a little context to the listener?
No.
No.
I actually,
you're right.
I actually would. Yeah. So I have driven drunk with one eye several times.
What's your dominant drunk eye?
I actually used to have the same apparatus as they were using in the movie.
Okay.
With the
helicopter pilot helmet with the
where they made the periscope
with the one eyeball yeah. periscope.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how I used
same
to
red
drive.
Panties.
So
nothing's more inconspicuous than driving down the road after a few beers with red panties on your head and a periscope sticking out your roof. Driver window.
Yeah.
The sunroof.
Okay. So for the listeners, Jake Preston is a helicopter pilot, and he has a eye dominance problem where he, for the Apache, you have to have your one of your eyes is in an actual like screen viewer and the other is viewing real life out the window, but his are opposite.
Yeah, he's so, left eye dominant.
So he can't do it. And he has a really shitty time one time in the helicopter when he's in the bag and he fails his test and he feels like a piece of shit because he is the greatest, but not that day. So he has to go and figure out his shit by wearing a pair of panties on his head and using a periscope out the window.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones teaches him the way he had like learned eye dominant stuff, which, you know, I guess in the 80s, it would be the 60s, 70s. I guess
when this is supposed to happen. I think it's the 80s.
Well, it would have been 20 years prior to the movie takes place in 1989.
For Tommy Lee Jones, correct. Yeah.
So 20 years prior, 69. Nice. And Tommy Lee Jones is driving around with panties on his head. You know what? That's a cool movie.
Well,
yeah, all right.
That would be, that'd be a cooler movie. I do like, though, that they're like, we're going to teach, I'm going to teach you this trick by letting you drive at speed on an active army base while being blind, practically blindfolded.
Next to like the fucking general.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, general and your wife. Yeah. Don't mind this weird fucking apparatus.
Yeah. As we blast through ditches at high speeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're an Apache driver. You can't drive slow.
No, you're the greatest.
Pilot, not a driver.
But yeah, this movie, there's so much shit that goes into like the final showdown with Captain Porno that like, I was like two thirds or more into it where I was like, nothing has happened
this
at all.
This movie was insanely boring for what? The movie's like 120 some odd minutes long.
Yeah, I mean, it's still insanely boring for the entire thing.
So 100 but, minutes kind of suck.
Yeah.
And then you've got 20 minutes of action scene.
Right.
I want to talk about how just cheap this, how cheaply this movie was made, because none, especially when it comes to the action scene at the end, the big helicopter fight.
Mm-hmm.
There's never two helicopters on screen at once, and they use the same footage a lot.
Too complicated, too much money.
Sure, but they put their money into the helicopters for sure.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Yeah, you get a one-day rental on a helicopter, and you just fly it around really hard.
Yeah,
get as much B-roll as you can.
Yeah,
and come back the next day with the other helicopter.
It's all B-roll, and they do use the same shots a few times. Including my
favorite
one. Are you
sure they didn't just use the same offensive maneuvers?
Speaking of offensive maneuvers, my favorite time where they use the same exact shot for something isn't a helicopter scene. It's when like he's trying to hit on Xiang Yang at Tommy Lee Jones's 40th birthday party, and she kind of like gives him the eye over the shoulder, and then 2 minutes later they use the exact same like cut of her giving him the eye over the shoulder.
Are you sure she wasn't using the same sexual maneuver?
Ooh, there nice. You go.
Actually,
some people only have one move.
Do
Sean.
A barrel roll.
No, they had a whole, their whole fucking, they had a army training situation where all they were doing was sexual innuendos the whole time.
Absolutely.
And not very good.
Oh, I thought it was glorious.
Well, now I know how to light your fire.
It was very sexual. No, I'm
very sexual.
Yeah. I'm still hard.
Well, now I'm up on top and behind.
Oh, Eric, I am sorry. I let your buzz ball run dry. Let me top you off here.
Eric's going to have to use the apparatus to drive home.
No, we do not encourage drinking and driving here.
Okay. So, yeah, plotline wise. All right. They got to kill the guy. He's the helicopter guy. So they train a shit ton so they can kill the helicopter guy. Then they go and they kill the helicopter guy and the movie ends.
Yeah, I love that they've got like this elite level like enemy that they need to deal with. And their solution is, well, we'd better get some rookies, some people who have no combat experience
train
in this
It'll
specific thing that is apparently the best and like. Therefore the most complicated new thing to pilot.
Tommy Lee Jones wanted in there the whole time. He was like, I'm the most.
Yeah, but he's got fucking
but he's also 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, this movie's really just, you know, about like Tommy Lee Jones. He's like, I'm useless, I'm old, and wants to recapture his youth by killing the guy, and Nick Cage is the young buck who is already great at his job and just kind of has a weird eye thing. And for some reason they can't just change the monocle side.
I was so baffled, but just like, hey, how about move it over there?
Yeah, could you just have a helmet that can do both?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just put it over there.
We got a left eye guy.
Yeah. Well, Ned Flanders hadn't invented the left porium yet.
That's true.
So this movie makes me want a very specific genre of film. It's like a coming of age, but it's a coming of middle age film where you just get dudes from like transitioning into their 40s. Like, oh no, I have responsibilities. And it's like, oh, you got to watch him mow the lawn. Shit. His keds are going to get so green.
No, Nick came into that really hard. He was just like, oh, what's so bad about hanging out and
drinking beers
he did
doing sex.
No, yeah, just what's so bad about staying home? you know, taking care of the kids. Yeah.
Oh yeah. When he comes into, or comes onto Billy and he's all like, oh, what's wrong with just being a stay at home mom and not flying helicopters? Yeah. Obviously a lot. If you fly helicopters,
that's kind of your whole thing.
I'm just saying doing dishes doesn't do it for you.
What if you do them like, and you also have them do a barrel roll?
That'd be cool.
Also, I like how his argument was it was good enough for his mom, which clearly that's what you get when you get Nick Cage.
My mom did that.
Yeah.
They have no chemistry in this film, Nick Cage and Sean Young. I hated it.
So we kind of touched on it before we started recording, but like Sean Young is pretty bad in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they gave her much of a chance. This movie was all about Tommy Lee Jones talking fast.
Oh, that's every Tommy Lee Jones film. Like, you cast Tommy Lee Jones when you need somebody to spit out a fucking pile of words.
Yeah.
Oh, words like, it has a roll rate of 150 degrees per second, so if you need to duck, dive, or disappear, this buggy will do it before your brain can think up. We could crash this aircraft at 20 G's and survive, but I am not gonna prove it to you.
Yeah.
That's when Nick Cage goes... Darn.
Yep.
Darn.
Damn. Killer line.
Okay. If we're doing Tommy Lee Jones quotes, the first one I wrote down to this movie is, boy, you're gonna be busier than a three-peckered goat.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
I noted that too. Because I don't, what does a one-peckered goat do?
I mean, I think they fuck a lot.
Right.
Goats are horny.
Two peckers worth less.
Yeah.
I think two peckers worth less of fucking. Yes.
Or business.
I don't understand.
We don't know what kind of busyness this three-peckered goat's
aligned,
doing.
How are they aligned, though? Is it a...
That's what I mean. What are you going to do with those extra peckers?
Let's bring this conversation back. I love it.
I was going to say, we've had that conversation before.
But we've only had it with two.
We did two.
I think we did three because we did get into, triangles or is it like three wide or three vertically stacked?
A goat is really busy with one pecker.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on. I need to sit down and think real quick. I don't think I've ever Googled what a goat's wiener looks like hard.
You haven't Googled what a hard goat's wiener looks like, or you haven't done a hard enough job to look for it.
Yeah, I'm looking up goat boners right now. Don't worry about it. We're gonna.
Oh my God! We finally broke Peter.
Goat boner image search. Oh, it's pretty straight. Ooh, it's long. It's skinny.
Okay.
Here's one licking his own goat boner.
Oh yeah, okay. It's a sort of dog Red Rocket style, but like,
I feel like
real
goats
long.
Are more known for their balls. So I feel like you guys missed out on a couple themes. They talked about I don't know, just like women in normal things. The Nick Cage was just like, hey, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then they talked about women in combat themes right after that. Like,
which is like, get mounted.
No, it was just like, don't do it.
Oh, sure. Right.
Oh, I thought it was, I fly the Apache, so I'm your superior.
There was a lot of that.
That was a direct line, actually.
For your safety.
What I caught on to most about this film is it was probably getting kickbacks from Bud Light. The bar scene was every label Bud Light towards the camera.
Yeah.
It's like everybody drinks Bud Light. I didn't realize the army was full of bitches.
You didn't?
Can we talk about Nick Cage's performance in this? Because this is like, oh God, I can't think of the word.
Bad.
Yeah. But it's like,
it's try hard.
Well, he was nothing until
it's all the worst. It's all his worst, like regular things. He does the weird, like high kick he does when he's acting mad. He does the really high, mad voice. Just it's all
the I'm the greatest stuff. Then there's the weird, like he lists off a bunch of things that just sounds like the Punch Monkeys from Croods 2 situation.
Except without being great.
Yeah.
What was that where he's killing everybody? Just like, punch him, kill him.
Yeah.
Do him.
Yeah. It's right after he's been the greatest. And right before that was when he talked about strawberry gum.
Good Lord. Yeah.
Video game Preston is not great. I mean, he is the greatest, but he's not great to watch. Not entertaining for sure. I love when he flies into the telephone lines, I guess, and gets shut down. I love seeing somebody cocky get it shut down.
Oh, that's nice. They weren't ready to run Zulu.
Yeah, no, Zulu was too much.
You put him through Zulu?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I love like old tech in movies. It's just so fucking funny to me.
Yeah, look at our super advanced, like top of the line training simulation. You mean the box that shakes and shows me fucking Tron? Cool. I'm ready for war, daddy.
Let's do it. He is kind of his war daddy.
Yeah, he is a war daddy.
Yeah.
Or war poppy.
War
poppy. Aye, poppy.
No.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a lot of positives to say about this. I don't have a lot of like strong negatives either. This movie just kind of is lame. I would love to have seen more of the cartel side. I wanted to like really feel something for the enemy, like whether it's repulsion for what they're doing or
anybody.
All you see is Eric Stoller in like some close ups.
Right. And then like a couple of the cartel people being put into something to get away before they get.
Yeah. Running away from an airfield or something. And then
there's those two jets that they never show the pilots of that just get like.
Could have been the same jet. Yeah.
Could have been the same jet. Oh, OK. So.
Butt shot.
Sean Young's shoulder mounted missile launcher.
OK, that was pretty sick. Yeah, I liked that.
And I liked, as you know, Tommy Lee Jones is explaining how to assemble it to her. It's like, that one looks like a little coffee can, and you put the little coffee can in the other thing, and then you do this and you chuck it on there. And then
obviously when you're telling a woman how to assemble an RPG, you have to use kitchen terms.
Now, one of these looks like a frying pan. That one looks like a cutting board.
Come on. That was right after
the one that looks like a tea towel, and you wrap that around the other one.
That was right after he said,
now you put the baby to bed.
I broke both my legs. I'm like, nope, leave me alone.
Yeah, I just have to sit here in this fucking helicopter.
Nope.
Yeah, it's like, are you okay? I don't think so. I broke both my legs. Oh, God.
I love Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, he talks fast.
I love a fast talker.
Okay, so the part of the movie that just drove me absolutely insane. So you finally get to the conflict, right? They've gotten everybody down to fucking loosely South America, you know?
And then they just get bombed.
And then they're at this base and they just get attacked by Stoller.
Yeah.
But he's just shooting at the people and like firing missiles at the people on the ground when all the Apaches are just sitting there fucking lame ducks that they could have blown up.
So much artillery just doing meaningless explosions in the background.
Insane. It made no sense.
Absolutely no camouflaging for these helicopters. These like top of the line helicopters sitting in the middle of a fucking brown desert. Green helicopters couldn't hit him. But he's the best.
He's the
cartel.
Best in the biz. Maybe he's cocky.
Terrorist pilot.
He's
ever.
He's so cocky. He's like, I'm gonna pick these motherfuckers off one by one.
He's gotten paid.
I've got 37 missiles on my helicopter. There can't be more than 37
Maybe
Americans.
Maybe he wanted an upgrade. Maybe he wanted one of those helicopters.
Boom. That just crossed my mind, too. Maybe he wanted to commandeer all the Apaches afterwards. So that's the smart move. So blowing all their shit up,
that's
wouldn't have done it.
Smarter than this movie.
Yeah.
Line them all to Russia.
You gave him more credit than it's worth, Sean.
I think he wanted background explosions.
When the first explosion happens at the camp, Tommy Lee Jones and Nick Cage immediately just run towards the explosion. There's like no self-preservation there.
Yeah. Now,
well, they're Army, not Air Force. Air Force would have run away.
If you were in a situation like that, running towards a thing that just blew up might be the safest spot before, you know, it's not like they're going to shoot the same spot twice right away.
You're talking about lightning.
They shot the same space twice right away.
Well, yeah, don't worry about that.
You're only talking about lightning there.
I mean, the helicopter had to go for another pass.
Yeah, that could have been the worst.
Helicopters notoriously take forever to turn around. That's their thing.
That was probably the worst part of the action sequence. It was just like that opening salvo of stupid we need something to drive your heartbeat kind of action.
Here's a little zoom in on the guy whose arm got blown off. Like,
I mean, that's cool. I love a good arm blown off. Not a single boat chase in this film. Sucks.
No.
What was your favorite part, Eric?
Favorite part? I couldn't fucking fix on anything. It was a stupid thing.
The end credits were pretty cool.
Was it fucking to that Phil Collins song?
Oh, good Lord. The Phil Collins sex scene was a lot.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, there was a nipple. There was a nipple in there.
Yeah.
I will say that fucking to Phil Collins is pretty run of the mill for me. I'm a pretty hard Genesis fucker myself, but
you like those compression drums?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you guys don't have a curated soundtrack?
My fuck track?
Of Phil Collins songs? Of
Phil Collins. Yeah. It's all Susu Studio.
Yeah, that tracks. God, did I even have a favorite part of this film?
It's a tough question, right?
Yeah.
I like when they finally kill kill the bad guy, and he has this one like spoken part where he just kind of yells, and just it's weirdly gory.
Yeah. They really like fucking really relished the fact that they were killing that guy. They
whipped him up good.
Yeah.
This guy we had zero interest in killing. Aside from getting through the film. Yeah.
Yeah. And knowing what he went on to produce, I'm like, no, nah, he's a hero. National treasure. Yeah. Any favorite moment or quote? That's fine, too.
I mean, my quote was the three pecker goat quote.
That's a good one.
It's so good.
I got some actual Nick Cage quotes here. I was a fan of, I lost a little bit of control there. But now everything's cool.
Oh, man. Who was the lady in there?
Sean Young.
Sean Young. She really didn't like what he was saying. And Nick Cage just raised his eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. She says, I want you to stop this.
And he right.
waggles his eyes salaciously.
That was my favorite quote.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, he is so horny.
Yeah, he's super horny.
Oh, I respect that a lot.
Arguably, like, the most clever line of this film is Jake Preston to Brad Little. Well, that's really big of you, Little. He's so dumb. I loved it. No, this movie, okay, you know what I love about this movie and what I couldn't stop thinking about the whole time? It has the budget and feel of, like, an early 90s USA TV show. Like, this is something totally. I would have watched right after Renegade.
Yeah. Well, I told Josie I would much rather be watching Airwolf through this whole thing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
No, there's a reason that this thing got made. Like, it had a time and a place.
Yeah.
And that time immediately and place was after 1990. Top
Gun. Yeah, exactly. I mean, what's right crazy, after Top
so
Gun.
Top Gun came out in 1986, and it had a budget of $15 million, and this had a budget of $22
million
in 1990. So it's basically the exact same budget, but, like, sucks shit. By comparison,
was there that much inflation between in 3 years?
That's hard to Josh.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, drop down in the comments. Tell me what the inflation difference was. What was the cost of living difference between 89 and 86?
But yeah, I think the only other quote that stood out to me was right at the end when Cage gets himself in. He's ready to mount. You know, he's pulled himself into the back position. He just says,
I thought that happened.
And he just says, I'm going to kill him now. And that's it.
Yeah. No. That was a sweet maneuver when he got into that. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Pretty tight.
I just want to say, I love that I'm just scrolling down IMDb. And when I get to the user reviews, the first two that popped up are just like, not as bad as most people say.
Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking about that because I saw that review too. And I was like, you know what? It's kind of accurate because, like, I thought this was going to be a 2, and, like, it was maybe a 4.
This is a solid 4. It's
very poorly reviewed, and I think it's kind of less worthy of that kind of hate.
Yeah.
To fully align with what everybody else is saying, but with using different words.
Yes.
Yeah. It is not as bad as you think it is, but it sucks. Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, temper your expectations, but don't let yourself fall into the trap.
All right, Eric, where would you put this on the Matrix? Good movie, bad movie, good cage, bad cage, good, good, bad, bad, good, bad, bad, good.
Okay movie, bad cage.
Okay, like, bold.
He had his cage moments. Holy shit. Like in the simulator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was huge. But no, this was Tommy Lee Jones.
I wish he narrated his actual fights the way he narrated his simulated fights.
Yeah, his video game. Yeah.
Just with some like complete like gamer douchebag.
Yeah, and I'm going to take up that turtle. I'm the greatest.
I am the greatest.
No, the best part of the movie was Nick Cage doing his shoot 'em, sting 'em,
finger in the buttum.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had it all.
LaBuzzy.
LaBuzzy, get him in the LaBuzzy.
I'm inclined to agree with that. Yeah, like
you're inclined to agree with get him in the LaBuzzy.
Yeah. No, but like, fine film, bad cage.
Yeah. I would watch this movie again if I was in an Airbnb that only had basic cable and this is what was on.
Or just a bunch of weird VHS.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was between this and City of Angels.
Oh, I would watch this over City of Angels for sure. Like, any day of the week. Actually, every day of the week.
Yeah.
If you give me seven choices between this and City of Angels, I'd watch this.
Yeah. All right.
I'd find a better quote. I would stop Googling what goat penises look like. And I would start using ChatGPT to stack three goat penises so I know what a three-peckered goat's up to.
Is that a thing about goats? Do they fuck a lot? Do I just not know anything about goats?
I think goats are known to be horny.
One pecker on a goat would be.
I'm just thinking of horny goat weed.
But oh yeah,
one pecker on a goat.
Right back to gas station drugs. Nice.
Yeah, there we go.
I grew up only knowing that goats get on your cars and they eat everything because my dad is very prejudiced against goats, and so we never had goats. We had a lot of animals when I grew up, but we never had goats.
You're taking
because my dad would straight up say, we won't have goats because they climb on the vehicles and they eat all the things you don't want them to eat. They eat that LaBuzzy.
A goat will eat that LaBuzzy.
Yeah.
A goat don't care between bussy and pussy. Yeah.
They'll eat a Wednesday LaBuzzy. They don't give a shit.
Oh, Lord. Sean, last thoughts?
I'm going to tell your kids this is Top Gun.
Fuck you. Here's my secret shame laid bare. I've never actually watched Top Gun.
Me neither.
Oh, yeah. Hell it's, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say,
I've watched the volleyball scene.
It is fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that.
I'm sure it is.
You get the Val Kilmer Iceman scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I love me some Val Kilmer.
Gold.
In college, there was a chick that I called Rook because she was new to the program, and she was calling me Gunner. That was pretty cool.
Nice.
I liked having that nickname.
Gunner.
Gunner and Rook. So that came about because she was working at a movie theater and they only had so many things that they could play, like audio wise in the lobby. So she listened to the Top Gun soundtrack a lot.
Okay. I think that's it, right? Eric, final thoughts?
Sure. I don't have. Yeah. Actually, I think this movie was great.
Well, hold on. You just changed everything. We need to know what made it go from fine to great.
Well, again, because
yeah, so many peckers.
They touch on women in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And how they shouldn't be there, right? Yeah, okay.
That's what Nick said about it. Yeah.
Cage, not me. I'm cool.
All right, yeah, no. I'm
all you gun-toting ladies, don't worry, I'm on your side.
Yeah, there you go.
Is this my fucking dad again? Yeah, it is.
It is. That's funny.
He's inviting me to a fishing trip this weekend, but I can't go. Cool. But I haven't been able to talk to him in the last 30 minutes.
Fair enough.
Hey, Dad, if you're listening to this in a week and a half,
yeah,
I can't make it.
I can't come
tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry.
Does your dad listen to the podcast?
Oh, man. Dad, I can't come.
No, I think they listened to like one episode, but they were fully unprepared for the words that come out of my mouth.
Yeah, my parents, they struggled with that a little bit. Like
the words that come out of my mouth?
No, my mouth. Oh, okay. Certainly. I mean, yours too, probably, but
I'm largely the most offensive person on this podcast. I hold no bones against that, but
my mom, my greatest discovery was that my mom has like a really filthy mouth, but was always reined in by my dad throughout the years. So like every once in a while I've had these like phone conversations with her where she's just like, your dad's not here. Fuck that shit. And I'm like, yes.
Get it, mom.
Do it.
I identify with that so much. Yeah. Holy shit.
But anyway, she was a little surprised by some of the shit that we say. Maybe a little too much dick and cum talk, but
too much three pecker goat. What's a goat boner look
hey,
like?
Hey, we didn't talk about piss at all this time.
Hey, it's not too late.
Sorry, it is too late. Thank you all for listening, and thank you to our Sparkle buddies, Josh, Josie, Matt, Adam, Bill, and Stuart, and to our Cage Dancers, Ira, Star, John, Freeman, Nathan, and Cameron, and to Bill Panks for our theme music. And thank you all for being a part of our dumb assery. That includes you, Sean, and you, Nick, and you, Eric, and me.
Yep.
I'm glad to be finally included in this.
Yeah.
Right? It's only taken 3 years.
Do 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 do
do do do do. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
I see so many adults wearing Dare shirts down here.
Oh, I used to have a sick Dare shirt from when I was in Dare.
Nice,
and it like still fit me because I was a broad-shouldered child. Yeah, I was a giant child. Look at me. Obviously, I was giant as a child too.
How old were you until you grew into your head?
Never. I'm still growing into it.
One of these days.
Yeah, I think I've still got 3 inches in shoulder width to go before it matches my head size.